She was like, meet me at 5:30 in the kitchen for a cocktail. I was like, great. I ran out and I ran to the liquor store immediately after drop off, like a lot of mothers do.
Welcome to Signal, the podcast that raises your frequency. I'm Maury Fontanez.
And I'm Melissa Grushka.
And today, in honor of Valentine's Day, we're going to talk about loving yourself. Bean, do you love yourself?
I do. And you know what? I love you.
Okay, before I say hi, Bean, and check in on your week, I'm going to talk to you listeners and just quickly say, hi, guys. Happy almost Valentine's Day. Listen, one thing you can do for us that would be so loving on this Valentine's Day is to support this podcast. Listen, making this podcast actually costs money, and we don't make any money from this podcast, which is A-OK, because we're in it for the connection to you. But the more support we get, the more likely we are to be able to keep making the podcast. So if you want to keep hearing from us, hopefully the answer is yes, then you can support us by sharing this with whoever you can think of, a friend, your sister, your cousin, even the aunt that you don't like, who you think needs to grow a little bit.
Oh, wow. I was going to say, how lucky for you to have so many people in your life you can share it with, but maybe not the aunt who needs to grow. Right. Yeah.
Anyway, it would be a huge support to us. It would be a nice little Valentine. So please share this episode with at least one person. All right, Bean. So that's that. Tell me how your week's going. So what's up?
I really like that on our Valentine's Day episode, you're wearing pink and I'm wearing black.
I'm wearing the hottest of hot pinks.
You really are. I've never seen you in that color.
I decided to our YouTube. But I need to be bright, you know?
You do? Okay. I love that.
I need to look at my nails too. It matches.
Oh, you are bright. I'm very dark.
Let's talk about it. This is my first episode with short hair. And you have long hair.
Oh, I love it. Oh my God. I have extensions. Listen, if there was ever a time to go over to our YouTube page, now to look at my halo extensions. I just popped in, but don't look at the back of my head because I did a really bad job back there.
They look great. And the color match is quite something.
And this is not a paid promo for Halo, but if you get them and it's the wrong color, you can send it back and they'll keep sending you until it matches your hair color.
Halo, hit us up.
Hit us up with these fabs.
We won't say no to a sponsorship.
Yeah.
Well, it looks really hot. I'm going to say, I think you should put on some patent leather pants and go hit the bars tonight.
I don't think you need long hair for patent leather. I'm just going to say that.
Oh, you don't.
I want to start with Cringe and Delight, but that would almost be this would be a really great smooth transition to our topic today. But first, alas, let us start how we like to start. Cringe, Delight.
Listen, my cringe is gonna, I think, throw us off course. I know it's a self-love episode. I am cringed the fuck out by what's happening in this new administration. I just heard today, I listened to Pivot, the podcast. I heard today that they're encouraging anyone who knows of a DE&I worker in the federal government to rat them out so that they can get fired, because they're firing all DE&I workers and ending all DE&I programs. And it's like, guys, what the fuck is your problem?
They don't have the records.
I don't know. If you know of a worker that's been hired for DE&I and they haven't been fired, point them out.
That's because these are white supremacists. It's not that they're just white supremacists.
Totally.
I'm sorry to break it to you. I'm sorry.
So I find it very cringy that we're living in The Handmaid's Tale.
I know. And I feel like by the time this episode airs, it might be even worse.
True. And that we are that people can feel so insecure that they genuinely have to turn to this kind of deep hatred. I mean, wow. How disconnected are you from your divinity?
They need a scapegoat. Did you see Wicked? They needed a scapegoat. They chose the animals. They need it.
This inspired me, I was up at 6 in the morning thinking about this. And it inspired me to write a poem.
Aren't you sharing it? Are you going to share it?
I'm going to post it today.
I'm really nervous
and nauseous in doing it.
No, I think it's great. And the reality is this whole episode is about self-love. You were called to write this. You wrote it. It was beautiful. You share it. Not everyone is going to like it. And totally. You do. So you want to share it. And that's that.
True.
That's okay, what this whole episode is about.
Thanks. Well, thanks for your support.
Oh. I'm going to really delight you up right now. Okay. Sorry, I'm playing with my long hair extensions.
I know, you can't get over yourself right now.
Mine seems though superficial compared to you commenting on the state of the world and how we're
that's life. Life is superficial and deep. It just is.
Right. We can have all of it.
No judgment. So
my college roommate is in town. She came in late last night. She's staying for the weekend.
Which one?
Stephanie. Awesome. Anyway, I ran out. First of all, that alone is a delight to have a college roommate coming and staying with you. Super fun. Staying for the whole weekend. Extra fun. And then this morning after I dropped my kids at school, I told her we're meeting at 5:30. She's working all day downstairs. I'm working up here. She was like, meet me at 5:30 in the kitchen for a cocktail. I was like, great. I ran out and I ran to the liquor store immediately after drop off, like a lot of mothers do. And I purchased a box of these cocktails I found. I normally don't really love canned cocktails. I find them pretty gross.
Okay.
So I bought like a case. I don't know what you call it. A case of these cocktails that I really love and a bottle of wine. Yeah. And then I ran next door. There's a French croissant place that just like makes hardcore, like for real French croissants. And there's like baguettes in the background. It's called Mammy's. It's a really French. So I grabbed some croissants and then I ran on the way home and got Starbucks. So I walked in the door at like 9:45 with a bag of croissants, cocktails, and coffee. And I was like, am I the most fun right now? Is this the maximum amount of fun I will ever be in life? Like, look at me.
Yeah.
The three C's of life. Cocktails. I can't remember them all. Croissants and coffee.
I can't remember them all.
I can't remember how much fun I was having.
You are the most fun. And secondly, you know what? That's the thing it's all about. Like stopping in the moment being like, hell yes, life.
Hell yeah. And I am looking forward to those 5:30 cocktails in my kitchen. I'm not going to
lie. Okay. Well, text me about the cocktails. I want to hear. Hear the review. All right.
Sure will.
Shall we? Shall we talk about loving ourselves?
Let's get into it. Let's love ourselves. But I really feel like this episode, I really wanted this episode to be, although it should be for everybody, but I really wanted to reach out. A lot of people on Valentine's Day are doing like love episodes and couple episodes. And I really wanted this episode to be for the people who are like, fuck you, Valentine's Day, and fuck you for making a whole day of it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Why are you going to make me feel like this? So we really wanted to flip it on its ass and make it about loving yourself. I'm not going to real truth talk. I love Valentine's Day. It has nothing to do with the fact that I'm in a coupled relationship. I just think it's adorable. Yes, it's Hallmark and bullshit. I get it. But like, I like it as a day to like, just love my kids, love my dogs, love my parents. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, it's just about love. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I want to say that I enjoy Valentine's Day most when it's Galentine's Day. I don't actually 100%. Love to go out with TJ on Valentine's Day. First 100%. Of all, he hates Valentine's Day. So maybe this episode can also be for me. But also, I have so much fun if I'm with friends and we're just like making a fun little like thing of it rather than making it about my romantic partner. And when the kids were little, I loved, and I still do this. Like, I love making it about each of them gets a stuffed animal and some chocolate and they're teenagers and I still do it. And it's like a cute little.
It's like, I love you. Not that I don't tell you every minute of every day, but like, what another fun day to tell you that I love you. But yes, a lot of people, it's like, fuck you. Why are you rubbing it in my face? Especially people who are struggling with the fact that they're uncoupled. So I really wanted to take this day to talk about self-love instead of like partnership. Let's just talk about it. Please. Oh, please.
Necklaces out on this shirt or in?
I don't know. Is that a mock turtleneck?
Yeah. Maybe we go in. Okay. Sorry. ADHD is real. So great. Let's do it. Let's talk about love.
Great. And I also really wanted to talk about particularly self-love for women of a certain age, like our age, I'd say. Sometimes I feel like we're way down low on the list. We're juggling aging parents and kids and careers that are moving along and societal expectations and aging and all of these things that I think it's extra special for women in in our age range, I'd say, you know, 10 up and 10 down to really focus on. And first, and there are a lot of women our age who are now on the getting out of child rearing, like for a moment, and can take a moment to look at themselves again and be like, oh yeah, I remember you and I love you. Yeah. Yeah.
I know a lot of women who feel really guilty about that. I feel like you would call and you fall into that category sometimes. I mean, you right now you're vivacious and sexy with the long hair. So no.
Turn into YouTube.
Ew. But I think that sometimes, like, I don't know. I know a lot of women who feel guilty about taking the hour or taking the
100%. You're right. We're going to address that. I don't have trouble taking the time to myself. I have trouble separating my own identity from that of being a mother. That's my problem.
Yes.
I can separate as a mother and be like, I'm taking a break from my kids as a mother, but I'm not good at separating and being like, I'm doing this for me. It's more like I need this break from this job of being a mother for a minute. You know what I mean? All right. Amen. So anyway, so everyone listen up, y'all. Let's talk about what is it? Hey, what is it? Okay. I'll tell you. And the first thing actually, when I was researching was like, it's not selfish. It's essential. BT dubs to your point. Right. So it's really a practice of valuing, respecting, accepting yourself, loving yourself unconditionally. It's what I would like is the idea of it's not like a one and done kind of thing. It's an ongoing commitment to bettering yourself and prioritizing your well-being and your happiness and your inner peace. And no matter what's going around you or what people around you are saying, again, take notes, Bean, it doesn't matter. You need to be able to come home to you always as a safe landing spot. So what does that look like? Sure, I'll tell you.
I'm glad you asked.
I'm glad. And if you have any practices that you use with people, because I'm sure you have to end up redirecting people back to talking nicely about themselves a lot in what you do.
Yeah.
So if you have practices, feel free. Just jump right in.
Will do.
Self-acceptance. Again, also a lot of this is much easier said than done, but still let it resonate. Let it sink in for a few. Self-acceptance, embracing who you are, that includes your flaws and your shitty stuff and every single part of you without judgment. Are you praying?
I'm getting on my soapbox. I am now on my soapbox. I need to say something about this.
Okay. And then you just need, in part of this is letting go of the need to be perfect, which we have a whole episode about. Go.
Yes. Really feel triggered by people, teachers, content that makes you feel like you have to be all love and light to be worthy of this self-love. Yes. Like that it's got to be positive, or you've got to be full of gratitude all the time. You've got to wake up and, you know, make your coffee and stand out there and look at the birds and feel like so grateful. And I hate that because we're human beings.
Because fuck you, gratitude.
No. I love gratitude. But
no, like, I hear you.
I'm talking about the kind of healing and self-help that's about like that. Right. I think is so you hit on this point when you said self-acceptance. Self-acceptance to me is loving the shadow and the light, loving the fear and the higher self, loving the childlike self, loving the adult self, like not having shame over the parts of us that feel inconvenient or embarrassing or
not oh my enough. God.
Yeah. I might be the only one who feels uncomfortable at this party, but like, ugh, and I wish I was more confident, but like loving self is self-acceptance to me. That's self-love. That's like radical self-love.
Totally agree. And that's basically the overtone of all of this. The next one is self-compassion, which is like you just said, treating yourself with kindness, especially during tougher times, and forgiving yourself for making mistakes and whatever it is and just growing from it. If that's not love and light, you're like, oh, I did fuck up there. Oh, that wasn't my best self. Oh, this happened. It's okay. I'm going to shift it this way and I'll forgive myself for this experience.
You know how I've been practicing self-compassion recently?
How?
I've been really...
You're going through it.
Yeah. I've been really... I think anytime you make something and you put it out there in the world...
No judgment on you going through it. I can't imagine.
No, I'm just saying to everyone, like, it's an experience to put your heart and soul into something and then have people react to it.
Yeah.
But I think that the way that I'm practicing self-compassion is this thought, you deserve not to suffer through this.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to myself when I have the fear thoughts or the worry thoughts or the scared thoughts, and I deal with anxiety. I think I've talked about that before. No surprise. But so the way anxiety shows up for me is like this constant rote thinking and like constantly in my head and constantly worrying about what could happen, what could happen.
Yeah.
Lately, I've been doing this thing where there's another voice where I'm talking to that anxious self being like, hey, you can just rest for a minute. It's okay. It's okay to just, you don't have to go through all this thinking. It's almost like this light bulb went off that I need to tell myself, you deserve not to suffer. Like that's what compassion is for myself.
Right. You do deserve not. We all deserve not to suffer.
Yeah.
And sometimes you will suffer, but you have to forgive your being throughout the suffering.
Yes. And your being came here to suffer sometimes.
That's the only way we grow, sadly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Bean. I love you.
I love you. I mean, it's life. I'm actually super grateful that I get to learn these lessons. Cause like, you know, I'm sitting across people who I coach who are really putting themselves out there. You know,
yeah.
I was just talking to a client who wrote and directed a film that went out and got like, just like eviscerated a while ago, but this person's still dealing with it. And they're, you know, they're a famous person. You'd see their face, you'd know them. And I look at them and I'm like, but it's you. Like, who gives a shit what the critics thought?
Great. Right.
And it's really nice to be in a position of getting that same experience so I can walk alongside the people I'm coaching and not come from this, like, you know, naive.
Yeah, that is really nice. Oh, that must, I can't, that must be really hard.
Yeah.
So also self-worth. So we have self-acceptance, self-compassion, self-worth, which is, I think, sometimes the hardest is that believing you're inherently valuable. And that you deserve the love and you deserve the care and you deserve everything good coming your way, and not tying your worth to your like successes or how you look or anything like that. It's just about you're lovable, you're great, you are worthy. External doesn't matter as much. It's again, coming back to you, coming home to you.
Which is going to get really hard for us out here, y'all. It is wild out here. You're seeing a lot of
rodeo, man.
Messages, especially now, that are really valuing the billionaire, that are really valuing the material wealth. And I just keep wanting to remind people, don't fall for it. That's just a representation of how fundamentally lacking of self-worth these humans are, that they have decided that their worth is attached to the dollar. And you're going to get triggered and you're going to believe that so is yours. And that is a fucking illusion. Don't fall for it.
I know. It's really hard. It's much, again, much easier said than done, but it's critical.
Is this much cursing during a self-love episode acceptable?
Am I cursing?
I'm cursing a lot.
Oh, I don't know. I curse every episode. Okay. Turn it the fuck off if you don't want to listen.
Hey, Josie, we need to make sure we put on... Josie's our amazing editor, guys. I don't think we've talked about her. Josie does all of the editing. She's the reason that we can make this podcast. Maybe we should put a little explicit E rating.
Oh, good one.
Going forward.
Good one. Self-respect, a great way to value yourself more is with respect by setting healthy boundaries, saying no, and really... prioritizing things, places, and people that uplift you, which I think is a really important part of self-love. You don't tend to surround yourself as much with negativity if you don't feel that negative inside.
Surround yourself with people who see yourself as your higher self.
Totally.
Because when they reflect that to you, you believe it.
Get yourself a bean. We've said that in many episodes. Get yourself a goddamn
bean. We need that sweatshirt. Damn it.
Sure,
who's keeping this list of...
We need that for Valentine's Day for each other.
Get yourself a bean. And it should be a little tiny pink bean.
Oh, that's cute. Aww. I like that. Last one, self-care as a reflection of self-love. So taking care of yourself physically, emotionally, spiritually, and not because you should do it and you're like, I should go to that meditation class, but because you want to do it, because you appreciate yourself and your being enough that you want to give it these moments of care.
What if you're too lazy to go to the Pilates class?
It doesn't have to be Pilates. Yeah. That's a big part of this, is choosing things that bring you joy, that do not.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Light bulb.
You're welcome.
Light bulb,
welcome.
Light bulb. I feel like self-love is not subscribing to how other, like my bean goes to yoga every day and she's yoga.
I don't go to yoga every day, but I do go a lot.
And she goes a lot. And I'm like, always like, wow. And then I think, God, that makes me miserable. I love myself enough to know that walking in the sunshine by the water, like brings me endless joy and I feel so filled up. So love yourself enough to choose the thing that brings you joy instead of the thing that you have to do.
Correct. It should be a want to, not a should to. Yes. 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 And I go to yoga because it heals my soul.
Yeah.
And I want it.
Yes.
I want it. Anyway, so those are a few things that what self-love is, what self-love is not. Like we talked about, it is not selfish, jerks. It's allowed to, you're allowed to love yourself. You know, I think that in regards to especially being a parent, when you do attend to your own needs, it often feels like, well, I shouldn't be doing this. I should be doing it for the people who are relying on me for their own needs. But that's not correct. This, as the saying goes, you cannot pour from an empty cup. Is that the saying?
Yes.
That's right. Right.
It's so true.
You have to. It is true. Yeah. And you have to tend to your needs. It's not selfish. It's part of sustaining yourself in order to be who you need to be. And another thing it's not is arrogant. You know, a lot of people seem really arrogant when they're like confident in themselves. Mm. But part of self-love is not, I love myself and I love myself and I'm better than you. That's not self-love. Usually when somebody's behaving that way, it's not truly out of self-love. It's out of self-hate. You can love yourself and still be respect everybody else around you and their love for themselves.
I'm going to call this out.
Yeah, please.
We women judge each other for that
all the time.
Because when we see someone who's confident and carries herself like a damn queen, we
with extensions,
we get envious. And instead of just own the envy as like, oh, I want that. I'm going to be inspired by that. We judge it because it feels safer to be like,
and
oh, well.
She's full of herself.
Yeah. So then we pull each other down. And I really think we need to just notice when we're feeling that strongly about someone else, like something's happening in here. There's something you want that you need to go get.
And if that person is making you feel bad about yourself intentionally, there's also something going on with them. And that self-love is not as accurate as they're portraying.
Totally.
Totally. Another thing, it is not self-care. Self-love and self-care are not the same things. Uh-huh. It is an important part of self-love, but it is not the same thing. They should not be confused. Self-care is, an analogy I read that was cute was think of it like putting gas in your car. You're refueling to keep going. So like self-care is refueling your own body, whereas self-love is like understanding and keeping yourself on the route, driving towards your happiness and fulfillment.
Yeah, I love that analogy.
Beep, beep.
Thanks. Beep, beep.
So how do we do it? How do you do it? I'll tell you. Glad you asked. Actually, I will say almost this entire thing that I'm about to say is very similar to our detox episode we did at the top of the year, strangely, that the same way to detox is the same way to love yourself, which almost should be like not detoxing. I almost am now thinking like the way to detox is by taking a moment to love yourself. Is it because we're so busy all the time that we don't take time to give ourselves the appropriate amount of self-love needed, that when we need a moment of quote unquote detoxing, it's really just like being how you should be, which is kind of true. You're fueling your body, you're moving your body, you're giving yourself space, you're doing all these things. But we call it like detoxing when it's really just should be like the way.
But I guess you have to love yourself and your body and your mind and soul enough to want to clear it from what's toxic.
Yeah. Okay, so the first one, physical self-love, move with joy, just to your point. Like if you don't like going to the gym every day at 6 a.m., you don't have to go to the gym every day at 6 a.m. Find something else.
I thought when you said physical self-love, we were about to go in a different direction, which—
Honestly, I'm not opposed. I'm not opposed.
Exactly. I think we need to talk about that too.
Yeah, I think orgasms are the key to life. I've said it many times. I think that there are a lot of people in this world who would not behave in the way they did if they were having consistently solid orgasms. Not the orgasms that a lot of people think is all it's all about, like really over the top, amazing orgasms. If people had those daily, if not several times a week, we'd all be much more chill and relaxed.
I think that people who are like, oh, that's not necessary, haven't had an actual full-on
full body orgasm. Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. No, totally agreed. I think that like it actually, I read somewhere that when you orgasm, your mind clears completely in that moment. So it's like literally, it's a form of meditation in that 100%. Moment because you're fully present and your mind is nowhere else. And it's like this almost like you're flushing out all of that, whatever tension you're holding on to.
Yeah, I feel like your body is at full peak relaxation.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, massage is nice, but.
So this Valentine's Day, really love this.
Today, our message of self-love is masturbation if need be.
Not if need be.
No, I meant you don't have to master. If you're partnered, you don't always have to be masturbating. This whole episode was about the fucking the partnership kind of thing. And that this is about
us. Yeah, that's
what
I'm saying. We don't need nobody. I'm saying just do it.
All right.
Either way.
Get after it, girl. Also, on top of really intense orgasms, we advise some nice skincare rituals.
Listen, we are a holistic podcast.
We are
an end-to-end service provider.
Get all the tips.
Masturbation.
We don't hold back. Yeah. We were like, masturbate and use a really nice retinol. Decluttering your space, I can't say it enough. I mean, I have this problem also, but I really think that people undervalue. We had Gala on last year. People really undervalue how your space around you and your home and your office space, everything, how it impacts your mental well-being.
Yeah.
Some emotional self-love, challenging negative thoughts, asking yourself, which I try to do to myself, but it's not that easy, is would you talk like this to your friend?
Yeah.
It is one of the easiest tools. Or your daughter, good one.
Talk like this to your daughter. I always tell clients, would you talk like this to your niece, nephew, daughter, son, little brother, little sister? Like
friend.
Yeah. Why? Because thinking about a kid you love reminds you of how purely lovable and valuable and innocent they are. And you are the same at your core.
And how you don't have to use the language you're using towards yourself. Like you wouldn't phrase it that way to a friend, even if you thought they were making a shitty decision. You wouldn't like beat them with it.
Right.
You would use your words.
You'd say it once
and be kind and compassionate.
Yeah.
So don't be a jerk. Which I think is huge, which I think we were talking about doing a whole episode on at some point, is the power of no. Is a good part of self-love is giving yourself permission to set boundaries with things that do not align with your values or your highest self. And I think that takes time. That takes age and wisdom to really learn how to confidently and comfortably say, nope, can't do that right now. Can't do that today. Can't do that this week.
Someone asked me, what is one of the most practical ways you can embody your higher self? And I said, say no when you mean it.
Yeah.
That's what your higher self would do.
Yeah. You can be kind again. You don't have to relay it like
but
a
don't
jerk.
Do the thing you don't want to do out of some idea of sacrifice or pleasing. Yeah. We all do it.
Yeah. I still do it too, but I'm definitely way better. I said it before, I'll say it again. Surround yourself with the right people in the right spaces. Stop being around people who give you the ick. You know, everybody knows one or two people who give them the ick. Like start to distance yourself. That does not make you feel good. It does not make you love yourself. If you feel awkward or uncomfortable or something when you're with them, that's you telling you, I don't like this. So just listen to you a little bit.
You know what? Yesterday had this thing where I noticed, if someone reaches out and it's like, oh, so nice to see you, I'll be like, let's get together.
You do?
And I'm trying to stop doing it. It's like, no, thank you so much. It was so nice to see you too, period. Yeah. It's a little uncomfortable for me, but I agree with you.
But why aren't they asking you to hang out then too?
What I mean, that's my people pleaser self. Anyway, we can talk about that later.
Another thing they keep talking about, which I'm not going to lie to you, does not work for me. Affirmations. I am enough. I deserve love. Talking to yourself in the mirror. I've never gotten behind affirmations. I don't not believe in them, but it doesn't work for me. You?
I believe in them, but I don't believe that they happen if you do it in this zombie mode of just every morning I'm going to wake up and say it. I believe that they work when you're really connecting to yourself and you're like saying the words and feeling the words. And I believe they work when you're replacing a limiting belief or a harmful thought with a more positive thought.
That was another thing, is replacing harmful thoughts and forgiving yourself.
Yeah. What's the opposite of this thought?
Yeah. And journaling, like writing down, you know, we all journal, like what was I grateful for today? And often it's like, I was grateful that this one did that, but you have to also do a little bit of journaling about what am I grateful about myself? What do I find? What did I do today? That was a really big win for me.
Yeah, totally. Bean, you gave us so many practical ways to love ourselves actually today. Honestly, I'm going to ask you before we go, what's something you're going to commit to love yourself that you don't do already?
that I, you know, I'm like kind of good in the self-love department. Yeah, you are. Not gonna lie. I've always sort of been. I think one of my hardest things, one is I'm a lot better at it, but saying no when I really don't want to do something, and two, speaking to myself when I am struggling, because it is not all light and joy and all the time. When I am struggling, to not get as down on myself as I do. Yeah, I can go to that dark space for sure.
Yeah.
How about you? How about you, girl?
I think I'm going to not let anyone tell me who I am. I'm going to tell me who I am.
Because why? Who else could tell you?
Oh, yeah.
I got like offended at my final fuck. We've said like 64. The 65th, I was like, that is offensive. I covered my mouth all daintily.
Well, Bean, I sure love you.
I sure love you. You're the best
Valentine ever. Thank you for reminding us that it's all about loving self, because without that, we can't actually extend love to anyone else.
Correct. Or expect to be loved in the way we want.
That's right. We love you all, listeners. We thank you so much for listening every week. And we'll be back again next week with another episode of Signal. See you then. Bye.
Bye.
This has been another episode of Signal, the podcast that raises your frequency. This podcast is co-hosted and produced by myself, Maury Fontanez, and Melissa Gushka, and is edited by our sound editor, Josie Barak. Stay tuned next week for another episode.